Good morning and welcome to This Is The Way podcast. My name is Zach Way and it is the 19th of May. My gosh, we are flying through this month, it seems. Although the cliche is true, the days are slow. This is episode 35. And we're continuing focusing on the spiritual discipline of solitude and the fruit of the spirit, kindness. And to be honest, I'm learning a lot. It's been rough, but it's good. It's kind of like working out at the gym. I'm sweating and sore and exhausted. Because my solitude and kindness muscles are weak. And I'm sore in places that I didn't even know existed before. Dallas Willard warns that we can only survive solitude if we cling to Christ. And that's kind of how I feel right now. I'm surviving, clinging to Christ. So here's some small tips that I've learned along the way, much like a new person to working out might share their tips, like drink water and stretch. Obviously, everyone already knows that, but maybe it could be helpful. So the first thing that I'd like to share is to create space. This is both an environment and time. Get rid of distractions. Make it easy to do the right thing. Set yourself up for success. If you find yourself constantly thinking about something else or running through a mental checklist, you're probably in either the wrong environment or you might be doing it at the wrong time. However, I do find pretty much no matter what time or environment I'm in, I always have something running in the back of my mind that I need to slow down or just turn off. For me, it's best to not practice solitude in a cluttered environment because it makes it a lot more difficult. Number two is start small and give yourself grace. You might think, okay, I'm going to spend 15 minutes in solitude, and that's awesome. But if you're just starting out, start with just 5 minutes. Prepare your heart and your mind and your environment. Because 15 minutes is a long time if you're doing solitude right. Solitude is not listening to worship music in the bathroom. Solitude is not reading your Bible with a candle. Solitude is not going on a run and listening to a podcast sermon. Tip number three, do it first thing in the morning. Wake up early. Now this is a lot like exercise. If you're going to make it your priority, then you start your day with it. That way nothing else can get in the way and you're fresh. Don't use your phone before you practice solitude. The best moments that I've had in solitude is when I was walking outside just before the sun rose and the city was still sleeping. And it was a little dark outside, less visual distractions. I find that walking helps me to slow things down and slows my mind down to the pace of my stroll. Number four is start with a breathing prayer. Repeat over and over the same phrase and pay attention to your breathing. Oftentimes I find myself starting with, God help me. Give me grace. I wanted to read some verses that are focusing on slowing down, waiting on God, and practicing solitude for us to meditate on this morning. Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord. Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look and see what He will say. I will stand and I will look. Isaiah 37:16. Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, You alone are God over all kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and will not be faint. Second Chronicles 20:17. You will not need to fight this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Exodus 14, verse 13. And Moses said to the people, Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. Fear not, and stand firm. Psalm 107, verse 29. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing. 1 Thessalonians 4:11. And to aspire to live quietly, and to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands, as we instructed you. Live quietly, work with your own hands, and mind your own affairs. Joshua 6:10, but Joshua commanded the people, You shall not shout, or make your voice heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout. Psalm 37:37. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Be still and wait. Fret not yourself. Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and He heard my cry. Isaiah 30:15, "For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength." In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. If you have a thought, a prayer, or a prayer request, please click the link in the show notes to leave a voicemail. And if you're interested, I'm still looking for people to give a little devotional this month on solitude or kindness. And so if you're interested or you know someone who might be, please let me know. My email's in the show notes. And until tomorrow, may the God of hope and peace and stillness and quiet give you comfort and rest and joy and wisdom. Happy trails.